Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Watching bats take off into the summer night has long been a tradition around Sacramento. Many people are aware of the large colony of bats that reside under the bridge that crosses the Yolo Causeway. Tours to watch them have been around for years, but now there is a way to watch them from the water. This weekend, you can catch these flying mammals in action while paddling along the Cosumnes River. Maddie Barton and Amber Veselka are the co-founders and guides of Wild Spirit Recreation, and they'll be leading the Sunset Bat Flyout Paddle at the Cosumnes River Preserve, happening most Saturdays in August and September. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Okay, so both of you are co-founders, so you're going to decide who's going to take this first question. Tell us about Wild Spirit Recreation. How did it get started? What sparked this idea?
Sure. I'm Maddie, again, co-founder of Wild Spirit Recreation. So Wild Spirit Recreation is an outdoor guide company. We travel through Northern California looking at a variety of different sites. But we believe at Wild Spirit Recreation that nature belongs to everyone. No matter who you are, where you're from, our core mission is to make the outdoors accessible and enjoyable for all.
What excites you about it, Maddie?
Everything excites me about it. Just getting folks outside to places that they've never seen, or just bringing nature and the community together.
Yeah. So, Amber, I mean, both of you are naturalists. What does that mean to be a naturalist for those who don't, you know, walk in that world every day?
Sure, absolutely. We love to connect the community to some outdoor environmental education opportunities, some outdoor adventures, and share an ethic for caring for our local lands.
So why bats and paddleboarding? How did this idea come together? How did the confluence of these two things come to be?
Sure. So Cosumnes River Preserve offers a great opportunity with peaceful sloughs and winding waterways with riparian habitat. There's a bat colony population of Mexican free-tail bats that live there. And so during the summer months, it's really cool to watch them, especially from the water, to fly out from under the bridge. And it's an experience like no other. There's thousands of Mexican free-tail bats. They emerge from their roosts hunting the insects, and there's hawks and other birds of prey waiting there as the bats fly out. And it's just, you know, it's a scene from National Geographic.
Yeah, that sounds amazing, especially at sunset at that, because they usually come out at sunset, right?
Correct.
So when it comes to the Cosumnes River Preserve, that's off I-5 south of Elk Grove, east of the Delta town of Locke. For those who haven't been to this preserve, what's so special about it?
The Cosumnes River Preserve, it's a 55,000-acre nature preserve that's protected by several different agencies, and it's all about just protecting natural spaces. It's a huge corridor that expands up towards 99 all the way to 5 following the Cosumnes River. The Cosumnes River is also one of the only undammed rivers this side of the Sierra Nevada, so it's super important for our natural ecology that happens here in California.
So do you have to be an experienced paddleboarder to participate? I mean, sometimes looking at a paddleboarder can feel a little intimidating if you've never done it before.
Absolutely not. This trip is for beginners as well. You can paddleboard. We also have kayaks available. And so it's an opportunity for everyone, for families to come out and enjoy.
So what should people expect if they want to go on one of these? Because there's a lot of opportunities throughout August and September.
Absolutely. You can expect, we have our wildspiritrecreation.com is the site. There's other opportunities to sign up there with all our dates. We would go out a couple hours before sunset, paddle around the rivers and sloughs, check out the riparian habitat, make it to the bridge prior to sunset, watch the bats fly out, and then make our way back to the dock.
And if I'm correct, I remember I tried to go to one of these events when I was living in Texas and Austin. You can see them fly out from under a bridge, but it doesn't always happen. So it's not necessarily a guarantee. Is that the same case here? I would think. Or is it pretty much a guaranteed thing?
It's pretty much a guarantee. Time varies sometimes depending on when they're going to fly out. Usually it's right after sunset, but depending on the weather or if it's cooler, it could be 20 minutes before sunset and things like that. But this time of year, from about May through September, you can expect to see a fly out.
Maddie, how many people can participate in this paddle boarding?
Yeah, so we take up to 6 people. However, if you do have your own boats, you're also more than welcome to join at a reduced cost.
Do bats hold a special place in either your hearts? Because I know that you're a naturalist, you love the outdoors. Is there something special about bats?
Growing up on the Delta, I grew up around agriculture. Bats are super important for pollinating and eating a lot of insects, which help our farmers, and especially here in California, being such a big farm state. So they're really important to our local environment.
Yeah, I think sometimes bats can get kind of a bad rap. You know, maybe not a lot is known about bats, and they can seem a little scary. They're tied to, you know, movies and not usually in a positive light. But Amber, what would you like to know about bats? Because it's also educational. I'm sure you learn a great deal on a trip like this.
Absolutely. So they play a crucial role in our ecosystems, and they're one of nature's most fascinating and misunderstood creatures. Like Maddie said, they're natural pest control. They can eat up to 1,000 mosquitoes in an hour, but they usually eat up to their body weight for the night worth of mosquitoes or other insects. They're important in the ecosystem health. They're pollinators, and they help with seed dispersal as well. And so because of habitat loss, there is some declining populations. So this area is very important for the bats.
When they take off at night, and I have seen this happen, where do they go? Are they nocturnal? Do they hunt at night? Is that what they're doing essentially?
Yeah, so they're eating at night, and so they're feeding on insects all night long, and then they'll go back to roost around, you know, sunrise or a little bit earlier, and then they'll sleep during the day.
What other services or activities does Wild Spirit Recreation provide? If people can't make the bat and paddle boarding, what else is out there?
Yeah, so we do offer bat packing trips upcoming in August. We're going both back to Tahoe National Forest for a bat packing trip, as well as later on in August, we're going to Point Reyes for a 2-night bat packing trip. We also offer educational services. And so we have our own naturalist program for youth, and we teach all about our local ecosystem, whether it's water, animals, plants. Yeah, a variety of other things.
Yeah, so like Maddie was saying, we offer it's a kind of a homeschool program for a youth naturalist type thing. Our backpacking trips, they're kind of intro trips. So anyone who has never really been exploring the outdoors and wants to, you know, have a first time experience, this is a good opportunity to do so. We have gear that's available for people, so they don't necessarily have to go out and buy their own. We also offer group trips. So if you have a company or an organization and want to do some sort of team building or go on a guided paddle on your own, we also do those guided activities for specialized groups as well.
Yeah, that is awesome that you offer gear, because when I went on my first backpacking trip, if I didn't have someone lending me a couple pieces of equipment or gear, it could get pretty expensive. And you don't know if you are really into it, how often you're going to do it. So having it available for people who want to give it a shot, I think is a great entry point to the outdoors. There can be some barriers.
Absolutely.
What advice do you have for someone who wants to start exploring the outdoors? Maybe they want to try paddle boarding and take in bats, or maybe they do want to go on a backpacking trip, but maybe they don't feel like they're the outdoorsy type. What advice do you have for them?
Just to try it. Try getting outdoors. Try experiencing it. Learn what's around you. There's a whole environment around you. Just explore.
Yeah, explore with us. Join us on a trip. We're open to everyone. Beginners always welcome. And we love to have people out there to explore for the first time and see their local resources and teach them about things that was in their own backyard that they didn't even know about.
It also must feel pretty special for the both of you to introduce some people to the outdoors. Maybe they're a little nervous or intimidated, but then after the trip, they leave a little more confident and they want to do it again. That must be a special feeling.
Absolutely. We just took a group out backpacking a couple of weekends ago, and one of the individuals, he was new to backpacking, and he's super excited. He's going to go buy all his own gear, and yeah, just getting folks outside. It's awesome.
Have there been some stories for you, Amber, where you're like, oh, I love my job. I'm so happy I did this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love doing what we do. Maddie and I had leaded some guided activities prior to us starting this business together. And, you know, we fell in love with doing it. And so we said, let's do this on our own and explore, you know, some of Northern California, and let's get out there and open this up to everyone.
Yeah, you mentioned that you offer tours as well, you know, the Tahoe area along the coast. I think those arguably can be more popular from, you know, a national or international perspective. But how do you feel about showing some love and attracting more attention to the natural beauty along the Delta?
Always. Yeah. The Delta, the Cosumnes River Preserve has a special place in our hearts, and we love it. We spend a lot of time down there. We also have the Jewel of the American River Parkway here that we do some of our environmental education programs and programming on. So the American River is also very special. We definitely have a lot of jewels in our own backyard.
I feel like the possibilities are endless for the two of you.
Absolutely.
We hope so.
Yeah. Spoiled in a good way when it comes to the outdoors. Maddie and Amber, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maddie Barton and Amber Veselka are the co-founders and guides of Wild Spirit Recreation. They'll be leading the Sunset Bat Flyout Paddle at Cosumnes River Preserve. The first one takes place this Saturday. If you miss this one, it will be happening most Saturdays in August and September. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.